Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limit off.
Chicago, that's right. It's Friday, October 12th. Come on, Israel, one more time.
Hey, no limit!
No limit!
That's right, Friday, October 12th, 2018. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your Southside Studios. I got it right this time, y'all. Live from your Southside Studios located on the first floor, yeah, of the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, and we have an outstanding show for you today. Yeah, I'm all by myself. Yeah, we still working some stuff out, but I'm all by myself, but hey, you know what, I'm used to it. It's all good. But as usual, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, and we got a great show for you today. Today's topic is going to be hot. Hope y'all ready for this. It is simply entitled, How to Look Past Yourself to be kind to other people. Oh, I hope y'all ready for this. This is going to be a good discussion. How to look past yourself to be kind to other people. That's the topic. We're going to hit on that. We're going to talk about y'all boy Kanye. Oh, Jesus, pray for us right now. Y'all pray for Kanye. We're going to talk about him and the White House spectacular that we saw. Still going to be dealing with the hurricane, some more issues, and just a couple more things, man. Some stuff I just want to get off my chest. Amen. Amen. So we're going to jump right into that. And that's going to be a good time. But let me get you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, yeah, right. If you're already listening on the line, meaning you've already dialed in, just push one and you can be a part of today's show. That's right. Just push one and you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, or if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, I'm sorry, if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323, I'm going to get used to saying this new number, y'all, 323-870-4375. That's area code 323-870-4375. Yeah, we're going to get it together eventually. Amen. Again, one more time for the Holy Ghost, 323-870-4375. If you want to email the show, that's easy to do. Email the show, taking the limits off at comcast.net. Taking the limits off at comcast.net. That's how you find us here. Taking the limits off at comcast.net. Looking forward to hearing from you guys via the email box. Again, that's taking the limits off at comcast.net. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's how you can find us there. One more time, TTLO Radio. That's how you can find us on Twitter. If you want to follow us on the gram, yeah, we are on the gram as well, on Instagram. Follow us there at TTLO Radio. Same thing, at TTLO Radio. I see y'all coming on in on the book. I see you coming on in, TTLO Radio. That's on the gram. And then you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. And then, if you ain't satisfied with just hearing my lovely voice, you can also tune in and see me live. Y'all know I'm always good for the camera. I try sometimes. Come on in and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. The live stream is now up and running. So you can come on in and, like the old lady sing on the song, come on in the room. Mm-hmm. I think I had my note too. Every now and then I find a note. Danielle, where you at? I know I got my note. I'll be on it. Anyway, y'all. Well, I'm excited as always, man. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLORadio. Y'all come on and hit the share button as you come on in and say something to your boy so I know you're there. Because otherwise, you know, my mind will be somewhere else and I don't be paying attention. So I need y'all to help your boy out and say something to me when you come in. I see a couple of names. I'm waiting for my other screen to catch up with the screen on this side over here so I can talk to y'all real good up in here, up in here. Amen. So look, so much stuff is going on. Did everybody have a good week? That's my first question. Did everybody have a good week? Didn't this week seem like it was long? And wasn't Monday a holiday? Right? That was the day off, what do they call it now? Indigenous People Day or something? Is that right? Indigenous People Day, I think is what it's called. Yeah, that was a holiday, but it didn't seem like one because the week just seemed like it would not end. Like it just would not end. And but today is Friday, and thank God it's Friday. Man, I didn't know what was going on. But let's just go ahead and let's talk about the elephant in the room. Before I even talk about that, let me give you this real quick. The Queen's rules. The Queen's rules. That's right. That's right. The one, the only, the First Lady of the Antioch. Let me make sure I say that right. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, Marva Dew, will be in studio. I believe it is next Friday. Do I have that right? Latanya, am I good? I believe that's right. Help. You know, help your boy because you know I'm a little slow. I believe it's next Friday. Next Friday at 7 p.m. She will be in studio right here in studio. Now she said she was nervous, but I'm not worried about her being nervous because she done did a couple of shows since we asked her to be on here. It's like we booked her and then all of a sudden she started popping up everywhere. So all the nervous stuff ought to be out so I can go on in and ask her some questions about the Queen's rules. I started reading it briefly yesterday and I'm gonna try to finish it sometime next week. So I can be prepared. I know Latanya got the hard copy of the book. I got the good old Kindle Amazon version. Bless the Lord for the digital book. Amen. Bless his name for the digital book. But it's a good, I'm so far so good. I like it because she's dealing with etiquette. Because, you know, a lot of y'all out there, yeah, thank you. She will be on air Friday. Thank you. A lot of y'all out there ain't got no type of etiquettes. And I put an S on it on purpose. A lot of y'all out there ain't got no kind of etiquette whatsoever. Y'all don't know how to act when y'all go out to eat. Y'all eat with the wrong forks. Y'all don't know how to set a table. It's just, you know, she's just going to help y'all. We're going to help the ladies. We're going to help y'all out. We're going to help y'all out. And don't act like y'all don't need no help now. I mean, I've seen some of y'all try to do some stuff. I'm just saying. I ain't talking about it. I'm just saying. I ain't saying. But I'm saying. Bless the Lord. Huh? Don't nobody hear me. It's all right. But anyway, look here, y'all. So, yeah, she'll be here. Marva Dew, First Lady of the Antioch. I like to say it like that. Of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. She is the wife of my mentor, the one and the only Dr. Gerald M. Dew, pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. So she'll be in studio on Friday. Don't miss out. And you never know, we might have another guest lined up sometime. I love the fact we are getting people in and we are planning some big, big things, man. Well, I was having a conversation with my producer before I got here in the studio and we were just talking about some stuff. We got this big remote thing that we're trying to do and that's all I'm going to tell y'all, but it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. Just stay ready. Just stay ready. If you're following TTLO, just follow us on Facebook and on all the other social media outlets, and you'll find us there, man. So it's going to be a good, good time. All right, so I got that out, and I will announce it again. Oh, and FYI, in case y'all didn't know, and I mentioned it to you on Monday, shout out to my boy Cornelius Parks, too. I saw that your softball team, y'all won another championship. Man, must be nice. Must be nice. If they gave rings out for softball championship, bro, you'd be walking around with, like, all your hands full. Must be nice. I saw y'all won again. Congrats again to him. And big shout out, man, for the food thing he's doing. They're actually doing like a sandwiches and stuff, man. I love his drive in the community. A lot of pastors, you know, are too busy or it's just not their. I'm gonna say that what I've learned is it's just not their ministry to do some things. They'll try it and it doesn't succeed too tough, and then all of a sudden they'll just stop. So big shout out to my brother, Pastor Parks, over at the First Bethel Church. Over here on the south side of Chicago. I will give folks the address, man, but you know I ain't no good with it. I know it's something, something, east, something, something. That's all I got. That's all I got. I'm sorry. I know it's 740 something, something, east, something, something. Huh? Right. What, Parks, what's your address in the thing, man? Because ain't nothing coming up on my regular screen over here. Oh, there you go. Bless the Lord. I guess it would help if I turned on the right stuff. Y'all know me. Y'all pray for the preacher over here. Y'all know my mind be on 100 million things all at the same time. I'm gonna say I got ADHD myself. I'm just going to put it out there for myself, even though I ain't claiming it, but I'm going to say it. But, yeah. That's what it is. So big shout out to my brother again. 746 East 75th Street. Thank you, sir. There you go. Get your boy the info. Y'all know I said if you put it on the look, I'm just like Anchorman. If you put it on the screen, I'm liable to say. Just don't put the wrong stuff up there. We don't want no trouble. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about y'all boy. Now. Let me put out a disclaimer before I get started. I have never really been the biggest. I just heard that little noise come back in here. I've never really been the biggest Kanye, Yeezy, Yeezus, whatever name he goes by. I've never been the biggest Kanye fan, right? I've never been the biggest Kanye fan. However, I think the brother is a talented producer. Not a big fan of the raps, but he's an awesome, awesome producer. Some of his early work, I still remember women all over the world was trying to get it in to Kanye's workout plan. So I'm going all the way back, you know, to the original stuff. And I thought he was amazing, super talented guy. I still think he is an amazing, super talented guy. And as somewhere down the line, y'all know I'm here. You know, I got to get used to these new noises. See, over when I was on the west side, I was used to the siren running past all day in the afternoon. Now over here, you get random dog barkings because this seemed to be the normal thing. So I got to get used to that good stuff. See, if we was closer down to Chinatown, you wouldn't hear no dogs barking. I'm going to leave that right there. I'm going to just let that alone. Yup. Pray for the preacher. Pray for me. Hey, it's a delicacy for some people. I'm just saying. Anyway. So Kanye had lunch with the 45th president of the United States, the one, the only, the orange one himself, number 45, Donald Trump. They had lunch. No, I wasn't supposed to say that. I'm sorry. That's not funny. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna do better. Anyway. So Kanye had lunch with Donald Trump. It was Kanye West. It was and Jim Brown and one other person. I don't know who the other person was. So they had lunch, and then of course the media was let in when they were all sitting around. I believe that was in the Oval Office. And they were sitting around what's known as the Resolute Desk. I'll give y'all a little history. Yeah, it's the Resolute Desk. And they were all sitting around and they were talking. And, of course, Kanye being Kanye, let me say it like this. Kanye has a seat at the table because of his celebrity. If Kanye was a regular community organizer, if Kanye was somebody else who was busting their behind trying to make sure that African Americans had equal rights and all this other good stuff, I'm just going to say it like this. Kanye would not be invited to the table. Jim Brown, if not for who he was and his celebrity, he would not be invited to the table. Now, Kanye got on there and started saying some weird. First of all, there was a lot of foul language in this live press conference. So as you watch this thing, you see him. Most of the national media outlets had to bleep out a lot of the words. You know, he told at one point he looked at Donald Trump. He was like, "I love this MF-er right here." And then or if I can do it the way they do it when they play. One of Spike Lee movies on USA Network. I love this Mickey Ficky. And he kept using this language. And here is the deal. I don't have a problem. And I want to say this again because I have some friends who are liberal And we get into these little group discussions in Facebook groups and everything. And some are liberal, some are conservative. And those that are conservative, they like to call Kanye woke. That's the word, woke, woke. You know, he's woke. Or rather, the new terminology is he's off the plantation. He's off the Democratic plantation because, you know, of course, I know how dirty the Democratic Party is. I am not blind to how dirty and underhanded the Democratic Party is. Case in point, the last election in 2016, how they connived and did everything they could to make sure Bernie didn't win so Hillary could get the Democratic nomination, all so she could turn around and lose in the first place. Which is why half the folks stayed home and didn't vote, because they didn't like her. All y'all was with her. A whole lot of y'all was not with her, right? So I understand why people, my African-American friends who are conservative, say what they say about the Democratic Party. I get it. I get it wholeheartedly. How the ever, comma, I am just, it is disappointing to watch and to see Kanye use his celebrity to get this media attention. And then if you watch this thing, Donald Trump normally never lets anybody lead his discussions publicly. He never lets this happen unless they are singing his praises. Or y'all pray for the preacher hanging on his sack. I'm sorry. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. I'm just saying it like it is. He don't let nobody do that. And here is the deal. He let Kanye rant for almost 25 minutes. 25 minutes. The last time you saw Donald Trump do this was when he had the quote-unquote evangelic group around him, the black evangelic group, and everybody's favorite Uncle Tom Coon, Daryl Scott from Ohio. Y'all remember Daryl Scott, you know, the one who's going to come and talk to the top Chicago gang thugs. You know, he placed the phone call, how he got the number to the top thug in Chicago. I'm still trying to figure out. But he said he was going to have a meeting with the top gang thugs. Matter of fact, he said, I just got off the phone with the top gang thugs in Chicago. So y'all remember Daryl Scott. Well, Daryl Scott is also the one who sat around the table most recently, and we were off the air when this happened, but Daryl Scott is the same one who got on and said, Donald Trump is the most pro-black president ever. And he got all this airtime because he was speaking and he was kneeling he was swinging down in the area of the Trump man. Now Kanye got on here and spotted all this stuff out about this, that, and the, but you have no real information. So my question is, Kanye, when you sit down to the table with the president, where are your facts? Big shout out. I'm not the biggest Roland Martin fan. I'll say that. Y'all know that. But big shout out to Roland Martin for his 2.5-hour breakdown of the Kanye 30-minute rant. Big shout out to Roland, because Roland put it all. It was just amazing to me how Kanye is just spewing stuff out of his mouth with no factual information to back it up. But yet this is who sits at the table with the president, because those people who have facts, where's my brother, Dr. Michael Eric Dyson? Why is he never invited to the table? My other brother with the big hair, always wear the bright black suit with the white shirt, Cornel West. Why is he never at the table? And this is what I find so amazing. They kept complaining about Barack Obama never inviting them to the table. Well, Trump sure ain't invite you to the table, but y'all got all the facts. So see, I don't go easy on anybody. I'm just doing a little bit of what they call the word I'm looking for. Help me with my vocabulary. Revisionist history. Every now and then it kick in. They're doing a little revisionist history. Yeah, and see, yeah, you're right. Roland will come with facts. I do like the Roland Martin comes with all the facts. Let me still act like I'm young. With the receipts. Right. Roland brings receipts to the meeting. Kanye just spews off some stuff. Right? Who is Felicia LaShawn, who is Tariq Nasheed? Or are you tagging Tariq Nasheed? I'm sorry. Who is Tariq? Felicia says, and let me speak to some of the people in the room. I'm sorry. I skipped on some of y'all. Felicia LaShawn, God bless you. Kathleen Savon down in Georgia. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Rhonda Jackson, God bless you. Parks, what's up, man? I see you. I see you. Catherine Stapleton, what's going on? Heard about your little accident down at the job. Praying for you, man. Let me see. My mama on here. Hey, sure, gang. Karen Miles, God bless you. And then there's some more y'all that I can't see because the screen done went up and moved some stuff out the way. So anyway, y'all speak when y'all come in. Okay, I'm sorry. Princess Johnson, I see some more over here. See, over here ain't giving me what's over there. I'm not sure why, but bless the Lord anyhow. Yeah, y'all come on in the room and say something, guys. But let me know, what's y'all thoughts on this? And again, now, people are saying that it's a mental thing with Kanye. Do y'all really think it's mental? Or do you think Kanye is playing a game? Do y'all think is he really in the process of going through a breakdown, or is he just is he being maniacally smart? Is he doing all this to get in, and then all of a sudden is he gonna flip the script at the end, or is he just really just doing what he's doing? I'm just curious. Anybody? Y'all help me, because I'm curious to know what this brother is doing. Because he seems to be really, and then he does these things, and he comes back, and then that whole thing about the mega hat is his cape. Superman is his favorite hero, and the mega deal is his cape. Y'all do know that's what he said, right? I ain't making this up. I wish I could make this up. It's just that sad. But that's what he said. He said that's his. It gives him superpowers. That this hat gives him strength. That was the word he used. It gives him strength over all the things that's going on. It gives him a strength that other people don't have. That's why he wears the mega hat. That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. Oh, you telling me to Google Tariq Nasheed? He speaks the truth. Is Tariq Nasheed local? Because we can get him on the show. You know, I'm all about some local folk. I can't really. Tanya, Google Tariq Nasheed. You see that name that she put in there? I don't know them peoples. But hey, you say he speaks the truth. I have to look him up. I will look him up after the show's over. But y'all help me out. What's going on? What y'all think? What's the real deal with Kanye? Is this just who he is now? Has he really lost his mind? Has he really left the reservation? Not the plantation, but the reservation? Because I'm kind of over that conversation too, because he keeps talking about people on the plantation. I know that there are a lot of people who vote Democrat simply because their grandmama told them to. I understand that. Because as a kid, the first time when I turned 18, everybody in my house told me, when you get down there to vote now, you know, you punch whatever the ticket is for the Democrats. And I just said, okay, right? And I probably did that when I turned 18. I probably did it again when I voted again at 20, and then 22, and then 24. And then right around 26, 27, 28 was when I started to really pay attention to some stuff. Right around the Bill Clinton era was when I really started to pay attention to politics. So I started to understand more about the Democratic Party. And then when I started doing, you know, and then this whole going back to school deal, you start doing research, and then, you know, you want to blame the white folks, the Republicans, for how they feel about black folks when it was the Democrats who wanted to keep, it was the Democratic Party that wanted to keep slaves. I understand all of that. I also understand that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Yes, I know that too. I understand all of that, but I'm not crazy enough to believe that Abraham Lincoln gets all the credit for freeing the slaves. I'm also woke enough to know that we was losing the doggone war, and he said, "Let me go get them Negroes out of slavery and help us win this thing." I ain't crazy. I recognize all those things. However, I think there is a discrepancy. I think there is a discrepancy if all of a sudden we're all supposed to mount up and start following Yeezy. Felicia says, if you listen to him closely, he always reveals his motive, and it's always about money. Yeah, because he's got his new, now, I did see the release, his next new clothing line hits stores in, what, a couple of weeks? The next line is about to be released. Now, before I jump on that, is anybody buying, does anybody black wear Kanye's clothes? Really? Okay. Black folks wear, now I've seen people wear the shoes. I've seen those gym shoes. I've seen those. But I'm just asking, does anybody actually wear Kanye's clothes? Because all of his clothes look like something off of The Walking Dead. All his clothes, I'm sorry, everything looks like post-rapture clothes. Everything looked like, you know, Earth 2095 or 3015. I'm sorry. Y'all pray for me. I'm just saying, y'all saw them clothes. Y'all know I did a show on that last year when they first released that stuff, and I was asking y'all about what y'all thought about them clothes. I really think it's another ploy. I think it's another marketing scheme by him, and just to get us and me. I was stupid enough to come on air and talk about it today. Trust me, I won't do it no more after today. But I mainly got on here to talk about his whole conversation, or lack thereof, with y'all's president, Donald J. Trump. So that's all I had. For the Yeezy stuff. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna talk about this hurricane, man. My God, this thing wiped out. Was this part of Florida? Something New Mexico. I didn't even know there was a Mexico, Florida. Did y'all know anything about that? I did not even know that existed. A Mexico, Florida, something like that. But it wiped them out completely. So we definitely want to go ahead and talk about that when we come back. But let's do this, y'all. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to get me some water because I made myself thirsty around here. But I'm going to take a quick break. And while we're doing that, when we come back, we're going to talk about that and some other things. But let me give y'all a little bit of this praise party. Yeah, my new best friend, Lanasia Tyson, gospel artist. Y'all do know, I'll say it again, we told her that we was going to do some stuff. And people made some calls and sent some emails and some texts and some stuff, and they bombarded them ether waves over at the Sirius Radio. Don't be shocked when you see us there. But anyway, yeah, it is some stuff over at the Sirius Radio, and her show, her song is now being played every now and then down to the Sirius on the Kirk Franklin station. So anyway, I'm gonna give TCLO some credit for that because I know my peoples. Bless y'all. Anyway, here goes some more of this praise party. Lanasia Tyson. Y'all be blessed. Be right back. TCLO. Peace.
Show his face. Lift your hands and say, hey, you messed up. Yep.
Praise Party in the house. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the new single, Praise Party, from our friend of the show, Lanesha Tyson. Brand new single, Praise Party, y'all. We will be in the house. We actually gave away some tickets for that when she was on the show. Congrats to the winners, again, who won. We gave away two sets of tickets, two sets of VIP tickets, actually, to the show. So congrats to those who won those tickets. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So anyway, real quick. This Hurricane Michael, man, this thing was, you talk about catastrophic. Prayers up to the people in Florida for what they had to go through again. And as much as we love those warm weather states and all of that, it is so disheartening to see people live in those situations and then mess around and lose everything. It's just sad. And it's like they're getting hit back to back to back, one after the other after the other. I see some of your comments, and I don't want to be disrespectful, so let me check that out real quick. One of your comics says, if you, what did you write on there? If you listen. Oh, you say he acts like the Walking Dead. I'm sorry. Anyway, but yeah, these people, man, are suffering big time down in Florida, and it's hard to watch people suffer like that. So our prayers definitely go out to them. I see people are out there. FEMA is on the job. They're, you know, doing what they can to try to bring a sense of normalcy back. Mexico Beach, Florida. That's the name of the place. I didn't even know this place existed. Somebody who's down in Florida, anybody who's in Florida, y'all can help me out. Hey, wait a minute. Ain't some one of y'all in Florida, Marissa, or somebody's in Florida. Somebody, I know somebody's in California. Dana Miller, I think, is in California. I think Marissa is in Florida. So one of y'all, I'm thinking about some of our watchers and listeners who always listen to the show. I am just shocked, man, when you see these pictures. And I don't know if you guys were able to see the satellite picture that was put up. The satellite picture that was up that showed the before and after the incident. The before and after the incident. I just thought that was crazy. I thought that was crazy. So they have a satellite picture now from Google Earth or Google Maps or whatever that showed this town, this whole area, Mexico Beach, Florida, and showed all these houses and vast mansions and wonderful neighborhoods and everything. And then they showed today's current picture, and it just takes your breath away. You know, we complain quite often here in Chicago about the about our snow and our cold and all of that stuff, but you know, our stuff comes and goes away. You know, it goes and it melts off and we get on with our lives. But these people, you know, we're not rebuilding houses after a snowstorm. Yeah, don't nobody hear me. See, we're not rebuilding houses after a snowstorm. We just, you know, we mad that we gotta go out and shovel some snow. These people have to put their lives back together. And that's a lot, man. It really is. I'm just praying that, you know, I know it's, and it's a lot, and sometimes prayer is all you can do, but I'm just praying that that God gives these people a peace of mind. He gives them a peace of mind and covers them. So many people chose to stay in their homes, and because they chose to stay in their homes, some lost their lives because of it. And it's just a hard pill to swallow for those that lost their lives, man. But we definitely want to keep praying. We definitely want to keep praying for those people there down in Miami. I'm sorry, Mexico Beach, Florida. Again, brand new area to me. Never heard of it. I'm not that big on Florida. You know, I know about the main places and all that stuff, but. Never in my life had I even heard of this Mexico Beach, Florida place before. So, again, y'all, prayers up for the people down in Florida. Definitely want to do that. And if we have any listeners out there, you know, if you need to, you know, check on your people, man. Check on your people. That's the only words I have for you outside of prayer. Just make sure you check on your people, because that thing got bad, man, and it got bad real quick. It got bad real quick. So, you know, check on your people. So that was that. Let me see. Felicia LaShawn said, God is coming back. He's on 290 right now. Get your house in order. Really? No. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Really, Felicia? He on 290. You saw him. Is he going east or west? That's what I need to know. I need to know if he going east or west. Because if he going west, that means he got to come back around, and I got a few more minutes. If he coming east, I might be in trouble. So he on 290, he ain't on the damn Ryan, because, you know, I'm south now. So somebody let me know when he get on the Ryan, because Felicia say he on 290. She said the Lord is on 290 right now, and get your house in order. So in case y'all didn't know, be ye also ready. So I want to be prepared. He going in both directions at the same time. Hey, God, he omnipresent. That's in the book. Come on now. It is in the book. He omnipresent. But she say he on the way. Help is on the way, right? She say he on his way on 290, going both ways. So y'all, anybody see the Lord coming? Anybody see the Lord hit the damn Ryan going south? Text me real quick. Right, so I can send up one last good prayer, you know. Right, I want to be like the thief on the cross, you know. Come through now, come through. I want to be like the thief on the cross. Lord, remember me when you get to your kingdom, huh? Come on, come on. Oh God. Anyway, what time is it? 7:38. So those were the two big items that I want to talk about. Oh, wait a minute, hold them up. I do have one more witness to talk about. I got one more. I do have one more thing to talk about. So, and I ain't gonna talk about it too long because I don't want to lose y'all, because I know some of y'all don't really watch sports. But y'all do know that the basketball season is about to start back, right? NBA about to start back. Did y'all watch the Lakers the other night with the Golden State Warriors? I know it's preseason. I know it don't really count. But did y'all see? Look here, y'all know I ain't never been the biggest LeBron James fan, right? Y'all do know that, right? Everybody know I ain't never been a witness for LeBron. I don't have no LeBron T-shirts. I don't have no LeBron gym shoes. I ain't got no LeBron Cleveland Cavaliers, nothing. Anybody that knows me, I've been a fan of two basketball situations. One, Michael Jordan. I was a Jordan fan. I was never a Bulls fan. I want to clear that up. I was a Michael Jeffrey Jordan fan. That was me, right? I was a Michael Jordan fan, but I've always been a Los Angeles Lakers fan. If y'all could get a hold of my cousin, LJ, he would tell you I wore my socks high up around my kneecaps like Michael Cooper and Magic Johnson when I played basketball down at the corner. So I was always a Laker fan. I loved me some Irvin Magic Johnson and some Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and some all of them and Byron Scott and all of them cats, man. Yeah, yeah. All of them. Yeah, yeah. Kurt Rambis. Yeah, I go all the way. Vlade Divac. I go way back. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Eldon Campbell. Come on now. I go way back. I'm old school Laker. Purple and gold. I bleed that for real. Huh? Huh? Always. So anyway, they were on the other night. And y'all boy LeBron is looking real good in that purple and gold. Y'all don't hear me. He looking real good. That 23 he wearing is setting off real nice in the young purple and gold. It really, really is. I don't know if y'all saw it. I got a little excited about myself thinking about my man in there, because look, that purple and gold was doing something, and then they messed around and won. Huh? Felicia say Bulls ticket $27. Felicia, what you trying to say? What you trying to say? Bulls tickets $27? What that mean? They must, that, when your tickets that cheap, that mean your team ain't when they only $27, something must be wrong, huh? Huh? When your team tickets is only $27, something must not be right. I'm gonna just ask a question. I'm just asking a question. I ain't trying to start no fight with no Chicago people over the Bulls. I know y'all love y'all some. Y'all go in. Y'all go all out for your teams. I understand. And you know, let me give a little shout out to the Bears. Y'all trying to mess up a brother's prophecy. Y'all know I prophesied. You know, that's the only thing I'm a good for. You know, I'm something like a prophet when it comes to the Bears. I want to make that clear. I ain't nobody's prophet on nothing else. I can't speak prophecy into your life. That is not my gifting. However, when it comes to them Chicago Bears, I am something like a prophet. So I want to put that out there that I had already put the prophecy out that their Bears was only going to be 7-9. That was the prophetic that I spoke in, 7-9. And I'm they trying to mess up my prophecy. But see, I still believe, huh? I still believe that the prophetic, the unction that I was speaking in, huh? The prophetic voice. You know, I used to know somebody couldn't say prophetic. So let me say, I was speaking in the prophetic. In the prophetic, the P-A-T-H-E-T-I-C. Let me speak in the prophetic to you real quick. I'm just saying, I believe that the prophecy still gonna come true. Huh? Y'all ain't got to have no faith in me. It's all right. Y'all ain't got to have no faith. Look here. Huh? I'm just trying to tell you, look, I know what I know about them dead bears. I know what I know. If ain't nobody else gonna know it, I know what I know about the bears. Amen. So look, y'all, that was it. That was all I had. That was all I had. So we're gonna get ready. We're gonna get ready to jump into this article. I'm still laughing about this God coming back on 290 right now. I'm done. Felicia said I paid $130 2 years ago. Something ain't right, and now they're $27. Poor fella. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Felicia, you paid $130 for two tickets for that. But we gonna pray that you get restored. Look now, if you was willing to spend $130, now you could buy tickets for everybody if they're only $27. Huh? I don't hear nobody saying nothing. If you was willing to drop $130 for two tickets, that means now you can buy tickets for everybody. At least for five tickets now. If you was willing to drop $130, huh? That means you're good for at least five tickets. At least five tickets. We can get five Bulls tickets from Felicia since they're only $27. And she's going to send them in to the TTLO, and then we're going to give them away to y'all on the air. Okay, Felicia, you got that? Tanya, talk to Felicia about getting them Bulls tickets. Anyway, we gonna move on. So look, y'all, I'm gonna take a quick break. Rhonda Jackson, I'm cracking you up, huh? I'm gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, we're gonna jump right into today's conversation. How to look past yourself to be kind to others. How to look past yourself to be kind to others. That's what we're gonna do. So anyway, hey, look, y'all, it is Friday. Now, we getting rid of the titles. We're going to put some new stuff out. It is Friday, and I still feel like a praise break because every now and then I can just get one in there real quick, y'all. We'll be right back in a hot minute or two. Come on. Give me. Yeah. My. All right. We back, y'all. Had to take a little praise break. Y'all know me. I like to get it in whenever I can. Little praise break. Thank you, Kurt Carr. That's Kurt Carr, y'all. Y'all do know that's Kurt Carr. That's Kurt Carr. And the song is really entitled, Give Me Some Room So I Can Dance. That's what the song is entitled, Give Me Some Room So I Can Dance. Amen. Amen. I hope y'all make, look here. I just want to encourage somebody real quick. I don't care what kind of church you go to. If the Spirit of God, if you feel a refreshing, huh? Let me say it like I feel it. If you feel a refreshing coming over you, and I don't care if your church is Catholic, Baptist, Kojic, Pentecostal, Bap-Kojic, Bap-Apostolic, or whatever church you go to, if you feel it, just get up and run, huh? I think it's time out for trying to make other folk comfortable in the church. I'm going to say that again. I think it's time out. I really do. I think it's time out for trying to make other folk comfortable in the church house. I just don't think it's a necessary thing. I don't think we need to be constantly trying to make other folk in the church. I really don't. I just don't. I think it's time out. It's time out for it. It's time out for it. That's just me. I'm just putting it out there. I think if you at somebody's church and you feel the Spirit and you can't celebrate, and you can't tell folk about how good God has been to you, and you can't shout, and you can't holler, and you can't say nothing, you need to find you another church, too. That's just me. I'm just putting that out there. I ain't trying to talk about nobody's church. I don't want nobody getting mad at me. I don't want nobody upset. I don't want none of that stuff. I'm just simply saying, if you at somebody's church, and you feel the Spirit of the Lord, and you feel like it is forbidden, huh? I'm going to say it again. And you feel like it is forbidden for you to say thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah, and you ain't supposed to say nothing, I'm going to help you right now. I'm going to help somebody else. I'm going to help somebody else right now. Find you someplace else. Huh? Because when you, watch this. When you feel the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, huh? You ought to say something, huh? I don't hear nobody. Look here, when that thing hits you the right way, look here. You ought to act like, you better act like he's been good to you. Huh? I'm going to try not to preach you here today. I've been acting silly with y'all for a little while. But I'm serious, though. When that thing hits you, you got to just go. And look here, I don't care if they look at you crazy. Look here, when you get up to run your lap and run on out the door. And run right into someplace else where the Spirit of God is welcomed. Y'all don't hear me. I'm serious. We can't. It's time out for trying to make other folks comfortable in the church. Huh? It is. It's time out. Come on, run your lap and then run on out the door. That's it. Anybody got time for that? I ain't got time for no mean ushers. I ain't got time for no old frowned up folk looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm saying hallelujah one too many times for them. Get over it. Or watch this. Don't get mad about my hallelujah. Find your own. Huh? Like the song say, my hallelujah belongs to you. It don't belong to the Negro sitting next to me, so you might as well not get mad. It ain't your hallelujah, no way. I ain't saying it to you. I'm trying to act right. Look here. This is the first show I've been here by myself, ain't it? Is it the first show I did by myself? Since I've been back on the air? Is it? It feel like it. It might be. Tanya? I don't know. Is it the first show? I think it is. But I'm just saying, it's time out for that. It's time out for that. It really is. All right. It's 7:51. She said she coming on the posting tag. Oh, this is my first show by myself. See, I've been relatively good. See, I'm trying this new thing. Y'all pray for the preacher. I've been relatively, y'all see how I put it out there. I've been relatively good so far. At the school I work at, they grade things. You know, you get a 1, 2, 3, or 4. You know, I would give myself a strong 3 right now. Right? That's me. That's just me. I would give myself a strong 3 working on a 4. That's just me. I'm just saying. That's relatively. See what I'm saying? That's my producer, y'all. Y'all pray for her too, right? Y'all praying for the preacher. Right. But I would give myself a strong 3 right now. Really, Tanya? 1.5. She's such an encourager. She really is. Y'all, right. Such an encourager. Jesus. Can't even can't even just get a, oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Anyway, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. We're going to jump right into today's conversation. Really? 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 The diverse learner score? Really? And then followed by the don't do that. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Bogus. Bogus. Just do it any kind of way, but that's all right. God is still good. We got this really good article, How to Look Past Yourself to Be Kind to Others. How to Look Past Yourself to Be Kind to Others. So this is the article we're going to talk about. We're going to jump right into that. If you have not already hit the share button, please do so. And look, I know Facebook changed some stuff about the way you invite. It is really strange and weird now. I get it. I really do. I'm not a fan of how they did it either. It is kind of crazy the way they did this thing. It is a little crazy the way they set this thing up about inviting folks. But we gonna look. We gonna go with the flow based on how they set it up. But go ahead and hit the share button and invite your friends to watch. Don't keep all the fun to yourself. Rhonda says, and funny, you can do spiritual comedy. You think? You think somebody will pay? Let's see if we can set it up. Let's see. You know, we don't turn down. Look, we don't turn down no checks around here. Around here, Camp 8. Look, round here at Camp 8, where the boss at? Hey, boss. Tiny boss. Hey, boss, look here, boss. They talking about some checks. We all about the check ministry. We don't turn down checks. Look, we ain't trying to tax nobody. But we don't turn down no checks, though. We don't turn down no offerings. We turns down no check. Really? $13? Is that, see, I can't even win. And then I'm supposed to be good. That's why I just, you know, say stuff and, you know, how it is. $27. Lord, to the hand mercy. Come on, y'all, let's jump to this article. How to Look Past Yourself to Be Kind to Others. This article, you can find it on outreachmagazine.com. It's a Christian magazine, a Christian online magazine, outreachmagazine.com. So we're going to put these points in. Tanya, you ready to post these points as I get to them in a minute? I think so. You good? Is you able to help a brother out? Groupon. Really? Groupon. Groupon. See what I'm saying, y'all? See, I'm just, you know, Groupon. Let's go. How to look past yourself and be kind to others. So the writer says this, and the writer, who's the writer of this? The writer is Adam Weber is the writer. Little background on Adam. He's the founder and lead pastor of Embrace, a church that has 6 campuses in South Dakota and Minnesota. And he's the author of a book called Talking with God, What to Say When You Don't Know How to Pray. So he wrote this article, and I'm going to share it with you guys. We thought it was good enough to share with y'all. We like to share good stuff with y'all. So that's what we're going to do today. Again. Anyway, the writer says this. A year or so ago, he says, I randomly met a guy that I was immediately intimidated by. And he says, I'm not usually a person who gets intimidated by others easily. He goes on to say, but this guy was sharp looking, appeared extremely confident, and I assumed had life by the tail. But within minutes of meeting him, though, he shared that his wife had recently left him and he was struggling with an addiction. The writer goes on to say, he says, I'm depressed and I never felt more broken in my life, he said. He says, I'm so unsure of everything. It wasn't at all what I expected. A few things to remember whenever you or I think we know someone's story. So here we go. Number one says this. Number one, a few things to remember when you or I think we know somebody else's story. Number one says, never assume. The writer says this, never assume you know who someone is or what they're going through. We all are pretty good at hiding things. We tend to Instagram our lives as much as we possibly can. Huh? Instagram our lives as much as we possibly can. The writer goes on to say, instead of assuming, get to know a person, hear their story, and ask questions. Instead of assuming, hear their story, and ask and listen. Talk to someone for a while before you make a good or bad assumption about what their life is based on and what it looks like from the outside. Oh, my God. I'm not even going to talk about the fact that some of us ourselves are guilty of this. I'm not even going to mention that fact. But I do want to talk about this thing, never assume. Never assume that somebody else is one thing or not, and you have never had a conversation with them. Never assume. Right? Because we don't know people's stories. We don't know people's backgrounds. Facebook does not tell you about people's lives. I don't care how transparent they are on Facebook. Instagram does not give you a full story. Huh? Twitter does not give you a full story. Right? These things don't. So we can't automatically assume things, watch this, good or bad. Because, see, a lot of folks assume a lot of good stuff. We should not assume one way or the other about someone that we have never had a conversation with. Now, I say that after I just said all the stuff I just said about Kanye West. Let me say that again. I say that after all the stuff I just said about Kanye West. And I say that based off of any of his so-called relevant conversations that he was having on the air, any of those conversations. Why did this mic just sound like that? Okay, let me do it that way. Any of those conversations, I base my opinion and my thought is based off of the conversations that I've heard him say publicly. Now, that doesn't make me right because I don't know Kanye. I've never met Kanye. So you're right. I should not. The article is absolutely correct. We should not assume to know what somebody is going through. I'm not a clinical psychologist, so I'm not able to just read. I'm pretty good at reading body language, though. However, that doesn't give me the insight into your mind and your thoughts. So we should not be so quick to judge someone or to assume we know what somebody is going through. So that's good. That's good. That's good. That's number one. Number one, never assume. Thank you, Latanya. Appreciate you. Number two. Again, we're talking about how to look past yourself and be kind to others. How to look past yourself and be kind to others. Number two, everyone has a battle. Huh? Y'all ain't ready. Everyone has a battle. Ain't nobody I know. Is it anybody listening right now that can honestly say that they don't have a battle going on with something in their life right now? Anybody listening that can say that?
Nope.
I didn't think so. So let's just keep going. We go. Number two, everyone has a battle. The writer says this. The saying everyone is fighting a battle of some kind is true. He goes on to say it looks different for each person, but everyone we meet is walking through something or has in the past. Often we believe the lie that we're the only ones. Ooh, Jesus. The only person that has made an embarrassing mistake. The only one that's struggling with temptation. The only one that's ever felt secure. The only one that's ever walked through a certain trial. But that is a lie. It is all a trick. We are not the only ones to ever go through something. Some battles, the writer says, are noticeable. Others, not so much. But everyone, I mean everyone, is wrestling with something. Everybody is wrestling with something. And I love the writer's point. He says, if only we slow down and take notice that everybody is wrestling with something. Everybody. So I brought that up because I think it's so important that sometimes we tend to get so caught up or we think we're the only ones suffering through something. We tend to think we're the only ones going through a particular situation. Nothing. There is nothing new under the heavens. Nothing. All of this stuff has happened to someone else on some scale before. So you're not going through anything that no one else has ever went through. Watch this. And you're not going through anything that somebody else right now is not going through at the exact same time you are. Guess what? You having trouble in your relationship? I can promise you right now, if people were honest, and I ain't asked nobody to raise their hand, but if people were honest and said that they're having problems in their relationship, I would get a million thumbs up just out of honesty. Because somebody else is having a problem just like you. You having a problem with your finances. Guess what? You ain't the only one. Somebody else is having problems just like you. So these are not new things. Right? These are not new issues. These are not new situations. We've all been there. But I love this now. Watch this. He says this. He says, often we believe the lie that we're the only ones. See, that's what Satan tries to do. He tries to trick you and I into believing that you're the only one struggling with what you're struggling with. You're the only one struggling with addiction. You know that. It's only you. You're the only preacher that's struggling with some outside situations. That's what I do. You're the only praise team leader that's struggling with something. You're the only musician that's struggling with something. You're the only this. You're the only that. No, that is a lie from the pit of hell. But see, that's what he wants us to believe. Because the trick of the enemy is to isolate you, is to separate you and make you think you have no help and you have no recourse. That's the trick of the enemy, to make you feel like there's no other way out of what you're going through. That's the trick. And that's all it is a trick. And our job is to not fall for the trick. I get it. I know how easy it is to think you're in something all by yourself and you're the only one that's going through it and can't nobody else, you know, everybody else is suffering or you're the only one suffering. Everybody else seems to be getting along with their life and you still stuck in blah, blah, this and that. And the enemy wants you to think that it must be you. It's just you. Thank you, Rhonda Jackson. Isolation, then depression. You are 100% right. Isolation, then depression, because that's what he wants you to be. He wants to isolate you, and then he wants to start whispering to you. Because, see, if I isolate you, then I can start whispering some stuff in your ear to make you think some stuff that ain't true about yourself. But that's a trick of the enemy. Because the enemy wants you to believe that there's no way out. Oh, God. Yeah. The enemy wants you to believe that there's no way out, that there's no way getting around a particular situation. You're the only one who's ever been here. And guess what? You might as well go ahead and die in your situation. That's where the depression sets in. Because that's what he does. Because he wants to trick you that way. My God. We're talking about this really good article, how to look past yourself and be kind to others. How to look past yourself and be kind to others. We're doing good, y'all. Y'all doing good. Y'all still with me? Come on, give me a thumbs up or something. Let me know you're still with me. Come on. And if you haven't, hit the share button and then invite some folks. Invite some folks to watch. Hit the button. And I know the invite now sends inbox messages. That's the only way Facebook does it now. It's kind of annoying that they do it that way. But just hit the inbox, man, and do it. You know, send this out, man. Appreciate you. This is good stuff. Okay, I see some hearts now. Amen and some thumbs up. Bless y'all. Amen. So, all right. So we talked about number one. Number one was never assume. Number two, everyone has a battle. Number three, here we go. Number three says, be quick to be kind. Oh, this is going to help somebody. Be quick to be kind. Ooh, Jesus. I'll say it again. Be quick to be kind. That's number three. Number three says, be quick to be kind. The writer says, we are so quick to judge. Ooh, Jesus. We are so quick to judge, criticize, and hate on people. He says, but be quick to show kindness instead. Oh, my God. Ever felt like judging someone, gossiping, and all that? He says, instead, pray. So instead of talking about me, pray for me. Instead of judging me, pray for me. Oh, God, this is good. He goes on to say, he says, knowing that others are fighting battles of their own should change the way we treat them. Oh, this is rich. Let me read that again. Knowing that others are fighting battles of their own should change the way we treat them. Oh, that's good news. He says, instead of being a jerk to someone who's being a jerk, encourage them, give grace, and serve. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's
real good. That's real good.
Oh, my God. Rhonda Jackson, bless your heart. She says, Rhonda Jackson says, you can change the atmosphere with kindness. Yeah, you can. And it also works the other way. If I got a nasty attitude and then you bring your nasty attitude, then we've shifted the atmosphere in a whole other direction. Huh? And then watch this. You make it uncomfortable for other people. Ooh, Jesus. That's what's wrong with some churches. Huh? I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But that's what's wrong with some churches. Because we got a whole bunch of folks with bad attitudes. And then you got your bad attitude. And then now I'm mad too. So now me and your bad attitude is causing a whole problem throughout the church. Huh? My God. This is rich. He goes on to say, kindness has the power to change people from the inside out. Yes, things can change the other person, but also they can change you and they can change me. Oh, my God. Oh, this is rich. This is good. Look, I don't know about y'all, but this is blessing me. This is blessing me. Be quick to be kind because we are very quick to judge. We are very quick to jump on each other. We are quick to want to clap back, right? We're quick to want to clap back. We're quick to want to get revenge for something that was done or something that was said. We're quick to want to seek to hurt them because they hurt you, or if they hurt you before, you want to be the one to shoot first this time. And this, I'm reading this. Look here, I'm about to use this for myself because it says instead of being a jerk to someone who's being a jerk to you, encourage them. See, that's a sign of spiritual growth when you can encourage the very person that's trying to hurt your feelings. Oh my God, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, think about that. That's a sign of spiritual growth when you can try and encourage the person that hurt you. Help us, Holy Ghost, up in here. Huh? That's heavy. That's heavy. My. So we gotta be careful and make sure we're doing things the way God would have us to do things and not judge people but love on people. If we love on people. Tracy, Pastor, what's up, Pastor Tracy Lee? Prophetess, Pastor Tracy Lee says, I'm trying to read your whole comment, but it won't come up for some reason. Bootleg. See, that's why I don't like iPads. iPads, everything Apple is of the devil. I'm trying to read this comment, and I'm clicking on the see more button, and it won't let me see nothing. See, of the devil. Of the devil. Of the devil. Let me read it on the computer. Let's see. Oh, she says. Let me grab this microphone so y'all can hear me. She says. I love being kind to someone who is having a horrible day and having a bad attitude. It blesses me to bless them. Rhonda Jackson says, if hurting people hurt people, then blessed people can bless people. Oh, that's good. Pastor Tracy says. The guy in the drive-thru cursed me clean out because I went before him. I loved him by paying for his $18 meal and made his day. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. My. Well, bless you. Well, look, I'm going to go down to the Portillo's when I leave here. And can you cut in front of me? And I'm going to say some choice words. And then I'm going to order... I'm just saying, I'm going down to the Portillo's. And if you could meet me over by the Portillo, just pull up and I'm going to cut you off, right? I'm going to cut you off and then I'm going to order my food. And then I want you to, you cut me off rather. And then, and I'm going to say some choice words and then I'm going to order you know, Italian beef, the big one with the cheese and the fries and the combo and the large milkshake and all that. And it's probably going to be about the same price, somewhere around 18-ish. Appreciate you, though. Pastor Lee, bless your ministry, though. No, that's good stuff, though. That's I'm sorry. That's good stuff, though. No, that is really good. I think it's a necessary thing when we take the time to recognize that sometimes it's better for us to show kindness than to your ticket sales just went up $12. Really? So no, seriously. Sometimes it is good. It is good to be kind to other people. It doesn't cost you anything. It really don't. If when you think about it, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything to be kind to people. It doesn't cost anything to show some love to people. None of those things are going to hurt you. None of those things are going to cause you any harm. None of those things are going to do anything negative to you. For just being kind to people, right? And I really think we ought to try to do some stuff differently, just to see the effect that you'll have just by being a more positive person, right? Just by being a more positive person, I don't think that will hurt anybody at all, just by showing some positivity. And the article did say, and you're repeating exactly what the article said. You never know. We really don't. We never know what other people are going through. We really don't. We don't know other people's situations. We don't know their circumstances. We don't know any of those things. We really don't. We don't know what their circumstances are. So you ought to take the time to find out before we jump the gun. Before we jump the gun and say something negative or put something negive on someone's life. We ought to want to find out what they were going through, because you know one of the things I've learned: people can come around looking like $1 million every day, and I mean hair, makeup, all that stuff done to the T. But you don't know the pain that those people are carrying. Guys can walk around in a $2,000 tailor-made Hugo Boss suit and some $300 Cole Haan shoes. And some $57 Michael Kors socks, and I'm just talking. But they could be walking around in all that stuff. That does not mean that they're not broken and torn up in the inside. A lot of times, all that makeup, all those clothes, all that jewelry, all that flash and pomp and circumstance is being used to cover up a whole lot of hurt. But you'll never know that if you don't take the time to ask some questions and find out. It doesn't cost you anything to ask. Right? Doesn't cost you a thing to ask. Hopefully, I really hope this is blessing somebody. I really do. But it doesn't cost you anything to ask to find out what a person may be going through, because you truly never really know how much a person is suffering or anything. So hopefully this helps us to not be so quick to judge and be a little bit quicker to show some kindness. Huh? Amen. Amen. I say amen, chairs and couch and air conditioner and refrigerator. Amen, table. Amen, camera. Amen. I say amen by myself. I will. I say amen by myself. But we should be quicker to show some kindness than to show some judgment. And especially those of you who claim to be saved. I'm going to say it again. Those of you who claim being saved, who claim Christ, who claim Christianity, we ought to be quicker to show some kindness than we ought to show some judgment. This is good. This is blessing me. I love this article. This is good. This is good. This is good stuff here. This is good. Let's continue, y'all. Last one. We got about 14 minutes, so we got plenty of time to knock this last one out. Again, we're talking about how to look past yourself to show kindness toward others. How to look past yourself to show kindness toward others. It's four simple points. The first one was never assume. The second one was everyone has a battle. First one, never assume. Second one, everyone has a battle. Third one is be quick to be kind. Be quick to be kind. Number four, Tanya, you still with me? You ready? All right. Number four says, share your brokenness. Uh-oh. Oh, God. Jesus, share your brokenness. This is good. This is good. The writer says this. Don't be afraid of your brokenness. Woo, Jesus. He says, often I think that sharing my imperfections will make others think less of me. But when I heard a small part of that guy's story, it made me respect and appreciate him even more. Share where you have failed in the past, your struggles, and your disappointments. Everyone's got something. Oh, my God. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is good right here. Oh, Jesus, don't be afraid to share your brokenness. How many of us can do that? Now, don't get me wrong. You can't share your, now because I want to make sure this is clear. You can't share your brokenness with everybody. Why do I say that? Because there are some people who I like to call predators. And predators are searching and seeking broken people. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to tell y'all a whole story real quick, a whole story, because I'm going to tell on myself. I'm going to tell on myself. You know when you know, back in the club days, huh? Back in the club days, guys, it was easy to find a young lady in the club who we knew had low self-esteem, who was lacking confidence, and who was just seeking some attention from anybody. They were called easy marks. They were called easy prey. You could easily spot them in the club, right? You could spot them in the club. They were in one or two areas. They were at the bar, right? Or they were on the dance floor, you know, doing whatever they were doing. The ones at the bar, you know, they buying their own drinks and all that stuff or whatever. Or the ones on the dance floor, they out there. Now, here's the bad part about it. They were not bad-looking people. They were not unattractive people. But on the inside, they were torn up. On the inside, they were torn up. And this is why I'm saying you can't share your brokenness with everybody. Everybody don't need to know. Why do I say that? I say that because there are some predators. There are some people who prey on people instead of praying for people. Whole lot of people that do that. A lot of people that prey on people instead of praying for people. But when you talk about sharing your brokenness, he says, I think that sharing my imperfections will make others think less of me. First of all, the people that you meet, genuine people, aren't going to think less of you because of some mistakes that you've made in your past. The reason people start to think less of people is because we put these facades on that we've never done anything wrong. And then the first time they find a crack in the armor, all hell breaks loose. Y'all don't hear me. See, the reason people function the way that they do or think the way that they do is because they assume that you put on this facade that I've always been right, that I've never been wrong, that I can do no wrong. Oh, that's good, Rhonda. Rhonda Jackson says the Holy Spirit will give you permission when it's time to share your brokenness. That's good. And he will tell you when. And here is the deal. This is why you can't be afraid to share your brokenness. Because, see, your brokenness might be somebody else's deliverance. Oh, God, I'm going to help somebody in here today in these last 9 minutes. Your brokenness, come on through here, Jesus. Your brokenness, your testimony might get somebody else through. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, today. You sharing your story about how you was at your last, at your wit's end, and how you didn't think you could make it, and how God brought you through. You sharing your situation, watch this, or even sharing a current struggle might help somebody else get through their situation. Come on through here, Holy Ghost. It might help somebody. We can't be afraid to be transparent. I applaud the two young ladies who were on our first show at our regular time. Oh, God, help me with the name. Sheridan Davis wrote the book Church Girls, and Catherine Stapleton, who were here, and they were open about themselves and very transparent. You have to applaud people who are willing to share that. And from what I understand, a lot of people were refreshed by their stories.
But see, women have a tendency to do that a lot more than men do. Rarely do you get men being as transparent because, see, we never want to look weak. We never want to show other people that, yeah, we're broken too. Yeah, I've had some issues too. Yeah, I've had some failures too. Yeah, I've made some big mistakes. Yes, I made some bigger mistake. Oh, God, I'm making a big mistake now. We've got all types of situations, but we never want people to know that. We never want people to see our weaknesses. But here is the deal. Sometimes strength, comes through weakness. Come on, his strength is my weakness. I think that's in the Bible somewhere. Help me, Jesus. I think his strength is shown in my weakness. Come on. We got to do a better job of being there for one another. And watch this. If I can never be weak around you, if I can never show my broken pieces to you, if I can never let you see me hurting, then why am I around you? Oh, help me, Jesus. If I always have to be the strong one, you know, some of y'all are that person in the group. It's some of y'all in y'all little groups and y'all little cliques right now. You always have to be the strong one. You always got to be the one that's got everybody's back. You always got to be the one to come through. You always got to be the one to step up when don't nobody else step up. But then when it's time for somebody to step up for you, you know, and then if you cry, then, oh, what's wrong with you? What you got to cry about? Because you've always been so strong, they don't know how to take your weakness. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to help myself. They don't know how to take it when you're weak. It's hard for them to understand that you're going through because you never let anybody in. Oh, help me today, Holy Ghost. You never let anybody in. They only see you when you're here. But when you're down here, the lights are off and you're under the covers and you're at home on your couch undercover, balled up in the corner with the TV on and listening to something or eating your cares away or drinking your heartache away. Or you're doing all of those things. We got to stop having these mini pity parties. Share your brokenness. Share where you failed in the past. Share your struggles. Share your disappointments. Oh, God. Because what you'll find out is that it's not just you. You wouldn't know what real success was until you failed at it. Come on. My God. You wouldn't know what real success was until, watch this. What's the purpose of having a testimony if you never have a testimony if you never had a test? Come on. You wouldn't know what it's like to be healed if you ain't never been sick. Come through here. I'm not trying to go over the top. I'm not trying to be super holy or none of that. I'm not. I'm just speaking real plain common sense language to you all. Don't allow yourself to get so to paint yourself into a corner that only you can get you out of. Oh, help me today. Don't allow yourself to paint yourself into a corner. You missed the strong man. You missed the strong woman. Because I can tell you like this right now. There are people. Can I talk about me? I got how many minutes left? Six? Four minutes. And I'm going to be on time today because my producer want me to be on time. I'm going to be on time today. I got 4 minutes. But there are people like right now. There are people right now who, and I can only talk about me. There are people right now who would say, "Oh, he don't never get. He's never sad. He's never depressed. He never goes through anything. Oh, he's fine. Oh, whatever. He's fine. Nothing ever bothers him. You know, he's a robot." Or they'll say, "Oh, he's Batman. Nothing ever gets under his skin." You know, none of these things because that's the perception that I put out. And mostly it's a defense mechanism, right? Right? And I'll be honest, I get it from my mama because we don't want everybody in our business. I understand. I get that from my mama, so, you know, I get it honestly. But we don't want everybody in our business. So we'll walk around with a smile on our face. We'll walk around, you know, looking like everything is fine and good because you'll never know that it's not. Now, here is the bad part about that. Not sharing it, watch this, Not sharing it doesn't give people a chance to help you. Come through here. Huh? Huh? But my mama knows. See, there she go. See? Bless your heart. She right. But your mama know. But there are those that know. But I'm saying, but if you don't ever share your brokenness, oh, Jesus. Huh? I ain't telling you to tell all your business. But if you're hurt, say you're hurt. If you're bleeding, say you bleed. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's hard to preach and be hurting. My God. But you got a lot of folks in the church singing and hurting, huh? Bleeding while they're singing. Bleeding while they're on the usher board door. Bleeding while they're on the deacon board. Bleeding on the trustee board. Bleeding in the pulpit. You got a lot of broken people in the church. My God. I'm trying to help somebody. Don't be afraid. Number four was powerful. Don't be afraid to share your brokenness. And then he closes it out. He says, everybody's got something. Everybody got something wrong somewhere. Huh? Look here. Ain't nobody I know ain't got something wrong. And your wrong might not be my wrong, but everybody got something wrong. Huh? What's the old saying? All that glitters ain't gold. I'm just saying. Everybody got something. Everybody has an issue. Something is wrong somewhere with everybody. This is good, y'all. This blessed me. Let's pray so we can get out of here. Father God, Lord, we just say thank you. God, we just bless your name right now. God, we just lift your name, God, all over this place right now. God, we ask that you would just inhabit and touch everybody from that's in the sound of my voice, God. There are some broken people on the other end of this microphone, my God. There are some broken people sitting in front of their cell phones right now, God. There are some broken people in front of their iPads right now, God. Some broken people in front of their MacBooks, God. Some broken people in front of their PCs right now, God. There are some broken people right now, God, who are afraid to show their weakness, God. But, God, educate them that your strength shows in their weakness, God. God, move by your spirit as only you can. God, touch every household that's listening to this show right now, God. Touch everyone that's watching via Facebook right now, God. Touch those that'll go back and listen later on Instagram, God. Touch those that are listening on Blog Talk Radio right now, God. You know what they're in the need of, God. Teach us how to be kind, Lord. Teach us how to have patience, God. Teach us to love on each other like you love on us, God. My God, teach us how to be more like you and less like ourselves. Oh, Jesus. Huh? Teach us how to be more like you. Ooh, let me pray that for myself. Teach me to be more like you and less like me. Jesus. I dare y'all to pray that prayer. Ah, teach me to be more like you, huh, and less like me. Come on now. Hey, God, Jesus in here. Father God, do as only you know how. God, lift up every head that's lowered right now, God. Lift every, get them up off their knees, God. Make them upright, God. Every crooked place, God, make it straight. Start to mend broken hearts, God. But this is why I love the Lord, because you don't mend hearts, God. You make them whole, God. So make them whole right now, God. Wherever they're lacking, God, give them increase. Ah! If it's finance, give them increase. Jesus. Hey, God, come on, huh? If they're depressed, God, remove that thing, huh? If they're oppressed, remove it. Come on. Do what you do, God. Do what you do. And we will give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Ha! Come on through here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Huh? Amen. Amen. Y'all stay blessed, man. I got to go. It's been an amazing, amazing show. Y'all have blessed me today. I have just been ecstatic to be here. TTLO is back, y'all. We back. FYI, we are still looking. Do me this favor. Do me this favor, y'all. If you have any aspirations on possibly being a co-host or a radio host, you know someone who is, feel free to email takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com. Inbox us on Facebook. Don't put the information in this chat, in this video, but inbox us on Facebook. Do whatever you know how. And send us information. We're looking for somebody to host the Wednesday night show for us. I have to teach Bible study, so I can't do it. But as we stated a long time ago, Taking Limits Off Radio has never been about me. It's not about me. This is a team effort, and I'm just one of the cogs in the wheel. So we're looking for someone to come in and host the show on Wednesday nights. I will be here. I'll be in the building. I just won't be in the room. But I'll help you out. We will train you. We will get you up and running to do that thing, to help us out. We're looking for somebody to come in and do that. Now, if you're afraid to be on air, I get it. I understand. But if you watch this, we have a couple of prerequisites. First, that you know and love the Lord. That's first. That's first. You got to know and love the Lord, huh? Then you got to have some kind of personality. We don't need caterpillars in the cocoon. We need butterflies in here. Come on. We don't do pigeons. We do eagles. Come on. Come through now. Come through. We don't do pigeons. We do eagles. So if you have a personality, right? And don't be afraid to talk about current events. And then just be yourself. We don't do phony. That's the last thing we do. We don't need phony people. So if you know somebody who's interested, if you want to recommend somebody, even if it's a pastor or a preacher or someone else, personality that we're not familiar with in the local Chicagoland area, hey, send us a message. Send information to Taking the Limits Off Radio, takinglimitsoff@comcast.net, or inbox our page, Taking the Limits Off. Or if you can't figure out how to inbox the page, inbox me. I will send the information over to my producer, and we'll call and we'll sit down and we'll talk to you and we'll figure out, you know, what's up. And we'll test you out, bring you on here right next to me and see what we can do with you. Huh? I think we'll do it. I think we'll be all right. But anyway, y'all, I got to go. I'm over my time. I'm sorry. I'm over my time. But I had to get that out there for you all. Don't forget, next Friday, the Queen rules. The one and only, the First Lady of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church will be in studio with me talking about her brand new book, The Queen's Rules. She's the First Lady of Antioch. It's a book about etiquette for ladies on how you can be a queen. Huh? I started reading the book. It's actually pretty good. Y'all ought to get it. It's on Amazon right now. It's called The Queen's Rules. The author is First Lady Marva Due, the wife of one of my mentors, my good friend, Dr. Gerald M. Due at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. Anyway, I got to go, y'all. I'm going to give y'all some more of my girl song, Praise Party. We got to go. Y'all stay blessed, man. C-C-L-O. Out of here. Come on, Asia, sing that thing.